The food service program operated by the second largest public school system in Massachusetts does not take the summer off. More than 200,000 free meals will be served in Springfield this summer to school-aged children. The Springfield Public Schools Summer Food Service Program operates at more than two dozen locations, including schools, parks, and public housing complexes. Both breakfast and lunch is served at most locations. Jennifer Diaz, a mother of four, said it's good the schools can feed children all year round.
I think it's great for people that can't afford it, you know, because there are a lot of kids out here that don't have food. Their parents skip meals on them. You know, we're lucky that, you know, we have enough funding where our kids have plenty of food. But, I mean, there are a lot of kids out here that they sit all day long and they stay hungry all day.
Because of Springfield's high poverty rate, all of the city's roughly 30,000 school-aged children are eligible for free meals. During the summer, the meals consist of cereal, milk, and juice for breakfast. Lunch is a sandwich 3 days a week and a hot meal the other two. The summer meals program runs through August 25th. Food service in the Springfield schools has grown substantially as a result of streamlined federal eligibility requirements that allow all students to qualify for free meals and the introduction 3 years ago of one of the country's first Breakfast in the Classroom programs. More than 80% of Springfield's public school students start their day with breakfast in school, according to Tim Gray, the district's food service administrator.
It just kickstarts the day for these kids. Everything that revolves around it, there's a lot less trips to the nurses at around 10 o'clock because kids are hungry. There's, better attention span.
The number of meals served in school increased last year by 800,000. This rapid expansion of the school's year-round meals service was the impetus for the school system to build its own food services center, a first for a public school district in Massachusetts. Work started late last year on a two-year project to transform a 62,000-square-foot warehouse into a state-of-the-art culinary center, complete with a commercial kitchen, bakery, and food storage. Gray said the $21 million project will consolidate the school's food service operations at one site, saving taxpayers money and improving nutrition with more scratch cooking and an expanded farm-to-table initiative.
This is going to be able to outfit us for the next 20 years. So it's really going to change the face. It's really going to make us a lot stronger as a food service.
The new food services center will result in 40 new jobs. It will also be a vocational training site for the food services industry, where large job growth is forecast with the opening of the MGM Springfield Casino next year. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.